Blog Talk Radio.
Financial success you've always dreamed of, to have the confidence in an opportunity that can truly give to you the kind of lifestyle you've always wanted for you and your loved ones. Opportunity is knocking on your door. You are at the right place, at the right time. Never before has the fastest growing technology in the world, called the internet, come together with the largest market shift in business history, combined with the largest group of people ever to walk the face of the planet. All coming together to enjoy what every human being wants to do. You can now boldly go where you always wanted to go before. Your opportunity is YTB.
Mike Foster, the Power Team Doctor, says you can boldly now go where you always wanted to go, because there's an opportunity out there that you can boldly participate in that will allow you that choice and that option. I mean, and there's people that are plugging in across this country into that opportunity, taking advantage of it. And, you know, the night show, Monday night show, you can't win if you don't plug in. The show was designed to help our team members as they sponsor new people, and then other people that's out there that's part of the YTB family, as they sponsor new people, how to take advantage of this opportunity, because, you know, you can achieve all of the things that that introduction song talked about, but there's one simple rule. You can't win if you don't plug in. Let me bring up my co-host, Monty Sullivan Mitchell. Monty, you there?
Hey, Satali.
Hey, all right. Why is this plugging in so important in terms of to take this from a thing where people say, you know, a lot of times with opportunities like this, people, you know, they'll tell folk, you know, oh, yeah, that's hype. You know, they got you on a wish list, you on a wish dream, you on a wish thinking. And sure, dreams are important, and they, you know, that's what usually fuels the fire. But, you know, to turn dreams into reality is part of the reason why we came up with the title for this show, You Can't Win If You Don't Plug In. So take it away and kick it off with why this whole plugging in thing is important.
Well, first of all, when you start anything new, you've got to find out what's going on. You've got to find out how it works. You've got to find out, you know, what's involved in moving it forward. In other words, you've got to be trained, and you've got to be not only trained, but as you're being trained, you also have to be reminded of some things that you need to keep doing over and over and over. So If you don't plug in, first of all, you won't get the information that you need to move this thing forward. You won't get the training that you need to know what you're talking about when you're out there talking to people or doing presentations and those type things. You've got to know what it's supposed to look like. You've got to know what you're talking about. So if you're not plugging in and keeping that positive mental attitude plugged into this information, then there's no way you can win. If you don't plug in, you can't win, because you've got to get the training, the information. You've got to get all of that in front of you and in you, and then and only then can you move forward with what you're doing, Satawi.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's the whole thing. If you know you want to be on a team, you need to know the playbook. You need to know, or if you work a job, you know, they have employee manuals. And, you know, I mean, simple things that happen sometimes on a job, and the person says, well, I didn't know that was the rule. And then your supervisor look at you and say, well, didn't you read employee manual? On page 14 of the employee manual, paragraph 4, it states right here that, you know, if you miss 3 days in a row and you don't bring in a doctor slip, that you could be terminated. So, well, I don't think that's fair. Well, it's in your employee manual. You went through training. It's in there. I can't read it for you. You're supposed to read it. I mean, and so it's that basic, people, as we talk about just life and how to position yourself in life. You have to know what's taking place in your environment. And so it's the same with this business. As you get involved in YTB and it becomes your new nomenclature, your new environment, your new whole surroundings of what you need to do to make money by using the opportunity, you have to know how the company is set up. You need to understand your back office. You need to know about your conference calls. One of the things that, you know, that's so important to me right now in terms of team building is making sure that people on our team plug into our own personal Thursday night team call. And mind you, know, again, it's, you know, again, as we share, it's sort of like locker room talk, if you know, and hopefully some of the people on the team, you know, are tuning and listening in. But it'd be the same like, you know, playing basketball or football or anything else. You know, we got a Thursday night team call. And why is that important for people on our team to plug into?
Well, it's so important, first of all, so you can know who your upline is, who your leaders are, who your money makers are, because those are the kind of people you want to plug into and follow their lead. And it also gives us an opportunity to know who we all are on the team, and you know, we're spread out all over the United States and outside the United States, and it's just a great way to bring our organization, our team together, to share information, to motivate each other, to share some stories, you know, because I tell you something, man, the stories, everybody has a story, and by sharing your story with somebody, you may say something that might help somebody else out. So it's very important that we come together as a team and build that team spirit, because believe it or not, we compete as a team. I mean, we're all family in YTB, but we're also competing with other teams and other organizations on the team level. And we've got to come together, man, and just get this thing going and just move it forward, man, I tell you.
Yeah, I mean, it's so important, because we have the opportunity that people are looking for. And it's just a matter of finding, as people say on the morning call that we listen to with the Pruitt team, is finding people that are looking for us, because we have some powerful information to share with people. I mean, today I just sit down and did a little calculation around this whole gas thing, By being involved in the business, in terms of tax write-off, you have, excuse me, hold on one second. Being involved in the business in terms of this tax write-off, you have 50 cents a mile per gallon that you get for a tax write-off in terms of your tax mileage, in terms of being involved in this business. And so, you know, the thing is that when you look at that, if you say if you get, well, 15 miles to the gallon, then that means $7.50 on every gallon of gas, you have a tax write-off. So if you subtract the price of gas, which right now says at $5 a gallon, and you subtract that from the $7.50 that you get as a tax write-off, then gas is only costing you $2.50 a gallon. But you got to do the math and do the numbers. So, I mean, and again, it's just plugging in, knowing what you have hold of that allows you to be able to take advantage of, you know, all of that. And it's just so key to just knowing all of the, you know, the resources and the rules and the regulations and the things that you have access to in terms of doing this business.
Tell you what, man, it's really like going back to school and learning new stuff, new information, because, like you say, there's a lot of information involved. And if you're not – see, we provide the environment by telephone. I mean, for instance, you're in a different city than I am,
mm-hmm.
but we still – we're together almost all day long because we're constantly talking with each other. And – And that's what the team spirit is all about, because, you know, I may have something that I'm dealing with that you help me out with, or vice versa, or whatever, but, you know, we all come together because we've all got something special to offer to each other, to ourselves, to each other, and to our team. We all bring something to the table. So we have to come together, man. I'm telling you, we have to come together as a team to make our team stronger.
Yeah, and this whole gas crunch thing right now, you know, when you can show people how they can save long term, no matter what the price of gas goes up to, that right now you can get a 50 cent per mile deduction for your mileage by having a home-based business in the travel industry. And so then learning what does that mean. Though you might not recoup the money right now immediately, but as you prepare and go through 2008, with however the prices go up, whatever they do, and all of that, is that you will have the opportunity at the end of the year to adjust your taxes to the point that you will get more money back than other people because you had a home-based business that allowed you to position yourself different than other people as they had to purchase their gas throughout the course of the year.
And you know what, man, I'll tell you something about prices. Prices always go up. I mean, I having worked in the stock market, you know, back in the early 90s, the market, the New York Stock Exchange was around 3,000. Well, it's been as high as 13,000 points now. It's, you know, it's up and down now between 11 and 12,000. But when I say that prices are going to constantly go up, well, if the market was at 3,000 in the 90s and is up at 12,000 today, do you think, seriously think, that we'll ever be back, the market will ever be back at 3,000 points? No way. Well, that's the same thing with this energy crisis, this gas thing. If a barrel of gas, I remember when a barrel of oil was like $25 or something like that. Well, it's over $100. It's over $130, upward of $140. Now, do you seriously think the gas will ever be, I mean, do you seriously think that oil will ever be $120 a barrel again? It never, ever will be there again.
As a matter of fact, if it's at about 135 now, it'll get up to 150, and then it'll never be below 135 again. So when you're looking at it like that, something's got to be done. I mean, you need a tax break.
Yeah, you need to have another plan so that you can be able to adjust how things affect your own personal family's economy, which, you know, leads us to, as we talk about, the plan B, you know, the plan A and the plan B, and, you know, people having a plan B as far as participating in this business and taking advantage of the opportunity that's at hand. And again, folks, this is also part about, you know, dealing with our theme, you know, about plugging in. You can't win if you don't plug in, which means, again, you got to have more than one plan. But, you know, take people, Monty, through the plan B versus the plan A.
Well, plan A, everybody, plan A is your 40-year plan. It's your job. You know, people generally work lifetime about 30, 40 years, and after that, they retire. A lot of people retire. Most people cannot retire, but some people retire, and most people retire broke, believe it or not. Having worked 30, 40 years, they retire broke. Well, that's their plan A. Now, your plan B, you should also always have a plan B in your pocket, a plan B somewhere that you're working along with your plan A, because your plan A, before you get that 40 years in, your plan A may fall apart. I mean, you may be laid off. Your company may downsize. It may go out of business. So your plan B, we've got the perfect plan B for you to be working with your plan A right now. Your plan B could be that 2, 3, 4, 5 year plan, plan B, that YTB plan. And like I say, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, whatever it takes you to get to a point of financial freedom. But you could be doing that the same time that you're working your plan A. It doesn't have to, plan B does not have to get in plan A's way in any way or form. You can work the plan B, YTB, you can work that plan along with your plan A and not miss a beat with your plan A. But your plan B could be putting some serious money in your pocket along with your plan A.
And that's so true, people. But in order to do that, again, the theme of the show, you got to plug in. And as we said, you know, earlier, you know, I mentioned about, you know, for people that's on our team, we have a team call on Thursday nights. You know, other people, teams, like, they have stuff that they do that they share with other people. We listen to a morning call that we also share here on Blog Talk with the Pruitts, who are level 4 directors, millionaires in this company, who, you know, started the same way as everybody else. And, you know, they share information to help, you know, with team building and doing stuff and, you know, people plugging in to that. And then the company offers, you know, a host of stuff for you to plug into, red carpet day, in which people can take people to the home office, meet the founders of the company, you know, get treated to, as I'm told by people that have been, you know, a beautiful lunch and meal where they feed you, an explanation of the compensation plan and how it works and how it was created. They open up for people to be able to come to that. We have a convention, and then the company has its own conference calls, even having special calls for women, and then having special calls in Spanish for the Hispanic community. I mean, so the company gives you a variety of ways to plug in, and they always enhancing a website. I mean, you know, I mean, I've seen 3 different enhancements of the website since joining the business, and I joined in February of last year, and I understand that in the convention, after convention, the website's going to look different again. So I'm saying, and they don't charge us anything for those enhancements, you know, as a webmaster or whatever. And so, I mean, you know, there's so many tools that exists for people to use to better their business without any extra out-of-pocket expenses. I mean, you know, you at one time you had an enhanced website that you paid for on your own, and then as the company enhanced the website, you made a business decision. And what was that?
I went back to the company site because I liked it so much. And one of the things that I like to say something about is the simplicity of the business. We've got to learn how to keep this business simple, Satawa, because, you know, I had a couple of people that went to that enhanced site, and they were like, man, there was a lot of stuff on it. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to click on, you know, and that kind of stuff. And so that got me thinking, and then the company upgraded their site, and we went back, my wife and I, we went back to the company site. We was like, wow, we like this. So we just made a conscious decision to go back to the company site because it's so simple and it's so powerful.
Yeah, I mean, again, about plugging in and being on a team, coach calls a play, runs a play, you know, and the play, you know, we want to run a complex play to get the same result, a touchdown, you know. They come up with a simplistic way of getting the same result, getting the ball across the goal line. And, you know, and you say, well, you know, why I got to do a triple reverse to get across the goal line when they just hand the man the ball right here and he just go right through that hole right there and he cross the goal line. So I'm saying, you know, we don't have to do, you know, fancy wang-dangle things. Or as you just said, understanding the simplicity of what it takes to succeed in this industry. And, you know, the old rule of KISS, you know, keep it simple, stupid, you know, because we get this thing about wanting to impress people. And people don't go through all of that. You know, the average person, when they click, this is a study that I was told, the average person, when they click on a website, they spend less than 2 minutes on a site. So it's got to be something that's going to capture them and that they're going to look at, because you can have a whole bunch, like you said, you have so much stuff there, people didn't know what to click.
And that's what he said. He's like, I was confused. I looked at the site. They didn't click on anything. Mm-hmm. I looked at the site. That's what he told me. and it just got me thinking, you know, the site was beautiful too. You saw it.
Right.
But it was just too complicated.
Yeah.
It was
sort of like, you know, who was it for? For you or for your clients?
It was more so for me and my wife, because everybody that went to that site, and then I found myself, you know, when I'm inviting people to take a look at my site, I found myself, you know, click on this, click on that, click, and it was just too much.
Yeah.
You know, all I want my site to do is a presentation and give some other information about some other areas of our company and whatnot, and that's what our site does.
Yeah, I mean, and again, you know, you learn that through plugging in and, you know, trial and error, and which is, again, people, you know, a lesson in this business, you know, trial and error. And it's why we do these shows. We do these shows, you know, to try to help people keep from doing things that you don't have to do, because when we all first start off, you know, we go through that Frank Sinatra syndrome, I did it my way. We don't have to do it my way when the company has a way. And it's the same, you know, in the morning call that we listen to when Roland Torres testifies to the fact that he went out and he spent $5,000 on a radio ad, he spent some other money on a newspaper ad. He said that James didn't get mad with him. He just said, how's that working for you, Roland? You know, and he had a system for him to follow, but he didn't want to follow that. So he said he spent $13,000 and got two people. Then he was ready to listen. He listened to James Pruitt, spent no money, and got 2,000 people. So the thing is, again, you know, being coachable, knowing how to plug in, and utilizing the tools that are available. People, we have enough people in this business that you don't have to go out and spend a whole bunch of money to do something basic and simple as give somebody a magazine, hold a travel party, get somebody on a conference call, how to use the hotline number. You don't need to buy a CD to learn how to give out a magazine. buy the magazine and give it out. You don't need a CD to tell you, hey, dollar number, let somebody listen to a call, and then follow up with them on you know, what to do next. You don't need to spend extra money for somebody to tell you how to do that. And, again, this is part of the plugging in process, you know. And so I'm just excited about, you know, where we're going and the tools that are available.
You know what, man, I think, and we've got these conference calls, company conference calls. Of course, we've got our team call on Thursday. But in my simple belief, I believe that a person can get all the information they need with plugging into about three or four calls. I'm talking about Monday, well, that daily call in the morning, but then, you know, the getting started call, the women's call on Wednesday, our team call on Thursday, and coaches call on Saturday. I mean, but you can bounce around and do what you need to do, but keep it simple, man. Keep it simple so you can keep up with it, and you'll know what, when and what time and where you need to be on the phone or whatever to get that information.
Yeah, and getting people on there and becoming, you know, the essence of this, they teach through these calls, learning how to become a conversation specialist, how to be interested in other people and not be interesting. Too often we're excited and we go, ooh, 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 oh, let me see, hey, you know, and we're trying to be so interesting that we haven't taken the time to be interested in what people are going through, what they're doing, what's going on with them. Today, you know, I had an experience where I had to purchase some tires, you know, and, you know, I basically, you know, I needed the tires because I had a situation where we had a flat. You know, and, you know, I was able to do that. I did business with the person. I didn't share nothing with them, no more beyond the conversation, was I needed a receipt for my business for a write-off. He said, what kind of business you have? I said, I don't have time right now to go into that with you because I know I'm gonna go see him again, and I'm going to drop – I wait for a magazine to get him Wednesday, and I'm going to drop something off on him. But as opposed to trying to give him a pitch about get on a call, get on a presentation, go do this, go do that, all I left him with was, you know, hey, me and my wife in a hurry, man, I got to get somewhere. I really appreciate, you know, being able to buy some tires from you today to help us with our situation. You know, I'm glad the tire didn't go flat on us while we was driving on the road and could cause us to have a major accident. Glad people here at the school knew you had a business down the street. I got referred to you by somebody else and, you know, came down, you know, and, you know, they didn't take credit cards or checks, so I had to go to the ATM machine, get some money out, but they, you know, pay him cash, gave the guy that took the tire off the van, jacked the car up and gave him a little tip and whatever, you know, and all I asked for was a simple little thing, a receipt. I need a receipt, you know, for my business because, you know, this is a business write-off for me. And, you know, the guy, well, what kind of business you have? I say, man, I wish I had time to talk to you about that right now, but I really don't. And, you know, but I'll catch you another time, you know, but, you know, I'm glad you have this business here, and I really appreciate, you know, you being able to help service us. And
the seed has been planted. No, I was going to say seed has been planted.
Right. All I got to do is go back and germinate the seed.
There you go.
You know.
And that's what it's all about.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Before, quit trying to sell people. Quit trying to make people join something and become a conversation specialist. Plug in to what's going on and how to use, you know, this opportunity. We're down to a minute left, Monty. You can share some closing comments, and then I'll take the last 10 seconds and wrap up.
Now, I just want everybody to know it's very important that you plug in and get the information you need to move your business forward. This is a great, great business. I mean, travel. Who doesn't love to travel? Almost everybody loves to travel. So just plug in. If you don't plug in, you can't win.
Hey, you heard it again tonight. If you don't plug in, you can't win. Folks, hey, we got, you know, the call we have up tomorrow morning. And then Sunday, you know, mark your calendar. Sunday, I've been getting calls back, I mean, emails back from my upline in Keechee. And we're looking to have an excited show this Sunday from 2 to 6 called you know, my story, and people will be sharing their YTB story. So God bless y'all, and thank you for tuning in. Peace and blessings.